Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Hey, cattlemen, want to capture an extra $24 a head from your stocker operation? You can with Synovex One Grass. It provides steers and heifers long-lasting weight gain for up to 200 days. In an Oklahoma trial, stockers implanted with Synovex One Grass outgained cattle implanted with Riverlord G or Encore by 20 pounds. Implant with long-duration Synovex One Grass this spring and increase your profits by up to $24 a head. Visit GrowWithSynovex.com. Do not use Synovex products in veal calves. Refer to label for complete directions for use, precautions, and warnings. Over the weekend, 2018 convention of the National Farmers Union got underway up in Wichita, Kansas, and you had the president of Farmers Union and the president of American Farm Bureau on the stage together talking about a common enemy. That enemy, opioids. And according to Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau, he's very pleased to be able to come to the NFU convention, returning the favor of Roger Johnson, who came to the AFBF convention back in January to spotlight this particular issue.
First of all, I want to thank Farmers Union and Roger for teaming up with us to try to bring some awareness to this critical problem. We did a survey back in the fall, and Farmers Union and American Farm Bureau did to kind of gauge whether the crisis was in rural America or not. And we were really shocked at some of the results that we got back from it. You know, 3 in 4 farm families or either have family members or a member of someone that's employed by them that's been affected by this. And, you know, that was just mind-boggling to us because we always thought this was an urban problem. What we've discovered is really more of a problem in rural America.
And Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, agrees totally with Zippy Duval on the need to focus on this critical problem and trying to get a handle on opioid abuse in rural America.
It's a really big problem in rural America. It's a larger problem in rural America than it is in urban America. And it's a much larger problem among farmers and ranchers than it is in the rest of rural America. Those are some dramatic statements. I mean, 3 out of 4 farmers, ranchers, according to the survey, are directly impacted themselves, their family, friends, people who work on the farm. That's a pretty sobering statistic.
And Zippy Duval says, well, it's a little unusual to find himself and the president of the National Farmers Union on the same stage talking about the same issue and going in the same direction. He believes there's a lot of things that NFU and AFBF actually agree on. And he says there's opportunities, he believes, to work together on those issues for the good of all farmers and ranchers.
Sure, and you know, there's a lot of things that we find common ground over, especially the big issues, you know, and then we have to respect our policy in each organization and admire each other for what we do. And I committed early on with Roger, you know, when there's things that we can work together to help farmers and ranchers across this country, we need to do that. And this is one of Roger's ideas, and I really appreciated him calling me up and say, let's work together on this. And I think it's a great way for us to work together and try to help some farm families.
Zippy Duval of American Farm Bureau at the 116th anniversary convention of the National Farmers Union. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Kyle Gilchrist, representing the Red Alliance Group. We have provided Red Angus bulls and females in volume to cattlemen in Oklahoma for 16 years. Our bulls represent what commercial cow-calf producers demand and are developed to perform. Join us for our upcoming auction on March 10th at the Heart of Oklahoma Expo Center in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Look us up at redalliance.biz, Facebook, or see our ad in the Stock Exchange publication. We look forward to seeing you March 10th in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agriculture news. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.